Good afternoon, money lovers. This is Money FM Business Radio. We are live in Lusaka and surrounding areas, and of course you can catch us on 93.7. You can also catch us online if you are using your phone or computer, and you can live stream on www.moneyfmzambia.com. Remember, when you go to the website, it's the top right on your home page and it will say listen live, and that's the platform to press, and you will be able to hear me, Mara Junay, on the pick loud and clear from wherever you are. So all my friends in the diaspora, all my colleagues out of the country of Zambia, all my friends in different provinces other than Lusaka and the surrounding areas, do log in, and of course you can listen to me and listen to some of the programs that we have lined up. It's been an exciting morning, and of course we've gotten into the afternoon, which is getting even more exciting. I'm so excited about my guest that's coming on now. We are meeting a very, very I think he's a well-known gentleman. If you don't know him, then you didn't grow up in Zambia, or worse still, you're just not familiar with some of the happenings in the country of Zambia. I grew up binging on him. His name was a regular name on radio, on TV, but also better still, he's someone that has been in the limelight for quite a long time, and for positive things, not drama. So at least we are somewhat safe in that area. So this is time for Money Meets, and we are meeting a very, very well put together gentleman, and someone that has been very prominent in developing the country, and of course contributing to the economic development of this country. So stay tuned, and of course in a few minutes or few seconds I'm going to unveil my guest for today.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money FM Business Radio, we are on 93.7 in Lusaka and surrounding areas, and of course you are on Money Meets, and today we are meeting no other than Fisho Patrick Mwale. Good morning, Mr. Mwale.
Good morning or good afternoon?
Good afternoon. Thank you for the reminder. It's look at the weather in here.
It
is beautiful, and sometimes I get to forget whether it's morning or afternoon, and but thank you for the reminder. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And thank you for inviting me to this dynamic radio station, Money FM.
Have you been listening to Money FM?
Yes,
I'll put you on the spot.
I have been listening to Money FM. And this is why I took an opportunity to come. And I actually brought a whole team to introduce them to Money FM. I said, we can make some money from this business radio.
That's
right.
Thank
you very much for the invitation. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on Money Meets. And like I mentioned earlier, Money Meets is basically a program that helps us get to know who Fisho Mwale is. I know people know you as a politician, people know you as an entrepreneur now, but people don't know who you are. If you have any children, are you single, are you married? We want to get to know all the dirty stuff about you, and we're quite excited about that. I had a lot of, when I mentioned to a few friends, a lot of people were saying, please get to ask very deep questions, and we want to get to know who Mr. Mwale is. So I'm quite excited that I have this opportunity to get to know you even better. I'd love to start with just the most obvious question. Where did you grow up? Are you a Lusaka person? I know you ran for mayor at one point. Is it because you were born and bred in Lusaka? Do you have those theatrical graphic stories of growing up with no shirt and walking to school for 30 kilometers? What was your background like?
Yeah, I have a very interesting background. I think I'm going to enjoy this program, especially you're mentioning we want to know the dirt about me.
Of course.
As a mayor, I got rid of debt, so I'm a clean person. Yeah, but anyway, that's good. It's a funny part. But I grew up, I was born and partially bred on the Copper Belt.
Mm.
Although I left the Copper Belt at a very early age of about 10 years. So I pride myself to in mentioning that I grew up in Dola. I was born in Dola, in Kabushi. I went to a few schools on the Copper Belt. I went to Perseverance. First of all, I started at Kaloko Primary School. I'm sure it's still there. Yeah, then I went to Perseverance, which then was called a colored school, simply because it was situated near where my grandfather used to have a village called Mwale Village, which is suburbs. And then from there, I went to Kitwe, Mindolo Primary School. From Mindolo, this was a period during which my father had gone away to study for about 6 years. He left us. We're at the Mindolo Ecumenical Center. Then from there, when he came back in 65, we moved to Lusaka. So it was up in status. I went to Thornpark. From Thornpark, I went to Lusaka Boys School. From Lusaka Boys School, I went to Kabulonga.
Then, that's a lot of schools.
Yes, this is why I'm a mix here. So from there, I left my father was posted in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. So I went to Ethiopia for 3 years. I was at the English school there. And that was real my formative period. I was now growing up and probably in puberty and so on. And since you want to know the date,
it's good to know.
So I left from Ethiopia. My father was posted to Cote d'Ivoire, but because there was no English school there, they tried to put me in a Ghanaian school at Achimota. I left after 2 weeks. I said, no, I'm going back to Zambia. So I came back, went to Munari Secondary School in Form 3 at that time. Form 3 was what, grade 9? And then finished my school there and went to university. So except for 3 years or so, I was virtually born and bred and went to school here. A lot of people are under the misconception that I went outside, I was into all these schools and so on. Remember those days, everyone was privileged because it was independence and so on. There were so many scholarships. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a question of coming from a rich family and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we grew up. It was more or less a classless society because it was post-independence and everybody had more or less the same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished my school at Munari and then University of Zambia.
Fantastic. It sounds to me, I know you've mentioned that those days there were no class barriers or class divisions, but from the sound of your upbringing, it sounds like you were in a way privileged and you were exposed to a better lifestyle. Because if I remember some of my father's stories, he would talk about how many kilometers he walked and he would talk about how he wore one shirt for such a long time. And I'd always look at him and said, no, I don't think that even makes sense. You were the MD of, you know, the International Airport. I don't think what you're saying now will correlate to your life starting. So for me, it sounds like your life was somewhat different. Do you feel that your upbringing contributed to the man that you've come to be now?
Yes, it did. But I dare say that there wasn't a huge distinct of class.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Most of our parents were civil servants. And in terms of my generation, we had free education, the best free education anyone could have. I remember when I decided that I wasn't going to, I had the choice of going outside the country for university.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided, I came back, I went to Ministry of Education, I said I need a scholarship to go to the University of Zambia. Mm-hmm. I did that on my own. I went to the University of Zambia. Everyone was living a good life. We had dining rooms. We had, in fact, when they opened the new blocks of what we used to call the new blocks of at the university, I had a room to myself.
Mm.
So we are the generation which had it so good,
mm-hmm.
In terms of social education and economic opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Even after I finished my school, to get a job was at a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
I even took 1 year out without going to university. I was trying to be a musician. I played in a band called Tafika.
Really?
But I was such a bad musician that my brother, they kicked me out. But I got a job the following day at Zambia Steel.
You so were in a band.
Yes.
Let's just roll back. You were in a band. What sort of music were you trying to play?
We're playing funk rock.
Wow. This I didn't know about you. This is exciting. Guys, he was in a band. Fantastic. So, growing up and also looking at your career journey and some of the things you've done and or some of the achievements you've had, and I remember Fisher Mwale mostly because of your political career.
Yeah.
What influenced you or motivated you to go into politics?
Bankruptcy.
Explain that. There's no bankruptcy in Zambia.
Insolvency. Well, let me put it this way. When I started my business career, I was fortunate enough to link up with a certain gentleman called Musa Siame. Mm-hmm. He owned the biggest Zambian conglomerate called Mutende Investment. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had just been fired from Zambia Steel and Building Supplies for insubordination, because I had actually told my boss, who I think had issues with me. I was a bit arrogant when I told him. I said, look, I don't want your job as marketing manager. Mm-hmm. I actually want to be MD of Indeco.
Ooh, wow.
And the relationship deteriorated. I was finally fired. And I vowed that I'll never be employed at all, because it was such a bitter experience. Mm-hmm. I had just got recently married. I had a baby. I had a wife. I ended up squatting in my young sister's house, and then went back to my father's farm. Then I said, I'll never be employed again. So I started trading Makwebo. And I started bringing in TCB products for the hair, for Jerry Curls and so on.
I'm sure
Frank Mutuvila loved me for that, because people were into that stuff. But I think I made so much money just trotting the streets and selling. I believe that the best business you can do is sell any product to which a woman wants. Mm-hmm. That and food. And then, of course, Undertaker. You will never go out of business. So at the time, I was marketing myself and so on. Somebody heard about me, Musa Siame, that, oh, there was this young man and so on. So when I went to him, I didn't know who he was. So he asked me, he said, I want to employ you as marketing manager and so on. I said, no, sir, I can't be employed. I've had a bitter experience. If you want me, it has to be as a partner. I really didn't know who he was, because if I had, I wouldn't have said that. So he said, oh, okay, let's form a company. You have 40, I have 60. That was the beginning of my life in business. Mm. So we formed a company called Trad Factors International. I started working, and I always had this vision of international business. I was an extrovert in terms of business. Mm-hmm. So we finally bought a small company which belonged to Anglo-American called Mure, which was involved in extending trade facilities, line of credit and so on, which we situated in the UK. And from there, it was my launchpad to do business in Africa.
Fantastic.
Not that I moved to the UK. Mm-hmm. I didn't want... I've never been a person who wanted to live outside.
That makes the
but
two of us. I always tell people that.
Yeah.
They don't understand it.
Well, I had a small apartment and so on. Yeah. I think that I had a very good life during that time with Musa Siame. I learned so many things. Mm-hmm. I started business in Angola, which opened up for so many Zambians to start going there into mm-hmm. Angola. I was like one of the first Zambians to be doing business there. I had an office there. And we were doing multi-million dollar transactions and so on. Mm-hmm. So for 10 years, we did that until about 1990, when the economic depression started setting up in Zambia. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, one day I came back from one of my trips I found that Mutende Investments was in serious financial problems, which meant that we were more or less going under receivership. It was a pity because we were caught up in this financial crunch, in this recession. That recession is the one which brought about economic and political change into Zambia, and even the multi-party politics started. This was like 1990, and many of us young people joined the bandwagon of MMD. So this is what that now to explain that I really was on a sabbatical. I was working in my. The only asset we had left was my wife's restaurant, which was the old bakery restaurant. And I started basically hanging around there, being a waiter, being a manager, and so on. So I was brought down to basics, because I had been living a high set jet life, all over, traveling all over the world, and so on. And then suddenly, I've been brought down to my knees and started now. More or less reflecting on what to do. So we started participating in politics, then MMD won the elections. I was heavily involved in terms of campaign and so on, but I didn't want to stand for MPship and so on, simply because I thought I was not a political animal. But 2 years later, a year later, the local government elections came up, and somebody convinced me that, look, you don't want to be in mainstream politics, because up to now I still argue that I'm not a politician.
If not a politician, and especially in the time that you ran as mayor, what are you? What motivates you to get into that space of operation?
I think that I tend to love the interplay between people and communities. Yes, I can say that I divorced myself from mainstream politics, where MPship and so on, or even getting into government as minister, etc. But at the same time, there's this element or this aspect where I want to serve the people in a capacity. So there is a strata, there is a layer where people can, who do not really have political ambitions, but have that ambition to serve, to get engaged at local government level. So I call myself, I refer to myself as a civic leader, as a civic participant, as a civic activist, as one who wants to be engaged at the local government level. So that is why what motivated me to run as a councillor. But then I moved on to become a mayor. And I really fell in love in that space, in that sphere of local government. And it's a huge expanse area where people can still get involved. People can still satisfy their need in a more institutional way to serve and to improve the lives of the residents within the communities they live. So that was basically my motto. Anytime if I am offered between mayorship and minister or whatever, I will choose mayor.
Okay. This is Marajine on The Peak. We are on 93.7 in Lusaka and surrounding areas. And of course, you are on Money Meets. And today, Money Meets is meeting Mr. Fisho Mwale, our very prominent entrepreneur and also very influential member of this country. We will be back in a bit. And when we come back, more details. Just stay tuned, because I have juicy, juicy details that are coming up. Stay tuned to Money FM, and we will be back in a bit.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money FM Business Radio. We are live in Lusaka on 93.7, and of course you can catch us live on www.moneyfmzambia.com. Do send us your messages and of course your WhatsApp voice notes on 0967 144220. We are live on your FM, and I have Mr. Fisho Mwale, Zambia's most prominent And of course, a lot of people have described him as the most good looking man that Zambia has ever had. So I can stay true to that testament, and I'm sitting right in front of him and I'm saying, yes, he has actually aged with a lot of grace, and he is looking even better. They say wine gets better as when it gets older. So I can, all ladies out there, I can testify and tell you, yes, you are right to think that way. And we have him in the studio. We are actually graced with having him in the studio. So, Mr. Male, we were talking about your life experiences and looking at some of the journeys that you've taken. I want to know, if you were mentoring someone today, especially with your transitions in life, in your career, from being employed to being sacked on the job because of insubordination, and going into politics, but now being one of the biggest entrepreneurs in the aquaculture and also serving on several boards, serving on several business platforms, what would your advice be to someone that is coming up as a young man?
I think the most important lesson is to never allow failure to fail you. Life is all about tribulations, it's all about rewards, it's all about learning. It's a journey which never ends in terms of challenges. So don't think that because you've faced failure and you've not succeeded, that is the end of the world, because that's just part of life's experiences. I know a lot of people sometimes tend to get surprised to when I tell them that I've hit rock bottom so many times, but because I never show it, because I never think it is a huge setback, I just move on. And the environment continues to be challenging, and you must always be a step ahead in order for you to succeed and survive anywhere. And I'm a positive person simply because you always have to look at the fortunes that you have in your present state and say that I'm privileged because the next person or the other person is worse off than me. Mm-hmm. So you are on your resource base, your inner strengths, your commitment to excel, notwithstanding the challenges that you have. This is very difficult, you know, to talk to someone out there mm-hmm. who probably doesn't even have a coin in their pocket mm-hmm. to get on a bus and go to where there could be opportunities. But I always say that tomorrow will change the circumstances. Something happens to you. I guess it's the greater God. Something happens to you when you're just down there, helplessly thinking that your life is over. So never look failure in the face and embrace it. Look at it as a challenge. To the young out there, you see, for me, I'm in a position where now, I was listening to a program on BBC, and they were talking about this village mm-hmm. where there are old people, and they're talking, 64 years old, people retired, and I was looking at myself, said, damn, I'm that old, and people are considering me as old. Mm-hmm. But your opportunities are there for you to take, mm-hmm. okay? Be relevant. Right now, it's a technological age.
That's right. And I see you're reading a book on the blockchain, which is quite fascinating.
I'm reading Blockchain Revolution mm-hmm. because I have to keep in step. Mm-hmm. I can't allow for life to leave me behind. So always be relevant and always try to strive and be better than the other person next to you. Mm-hmm. That's what success is all about.
Fantastic. Very profound. I think I've learned something quite positive from that as well. When you're down, don't stay down and do not face fear in the face. Overcome it. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. This is Money Meets, and we have been meeting Mr. Fisho Mwale, and I want to ask him just a few questions. So, on a good day, what is your routine like, finally? Just give me one random activity that you'd do on a good day?
On a good day? If Chelsea is playing, I root for Chelsea.
Wrong team. But it's okay. Yeah. We'll let it slide.
But, you know, it's just great to get up, to wake up, to hear the sounds, and as they say, to smell the coffee or the tea, and to pay your Zesco units so that you have 100 units where you can have lunch. Or so on a good day, it's where you get up and you thank God that you have... you are alive and you can live another day and hope that you'll be productive and contribute to your, first of all, well-being.
Your well-being. Yeah. Because I was going to ask you, how do you keep looking that... You are getting older, but you keep looking even more energetic, young, you're active, you're traveling, you're doing business. How do you keep young in an old man's, you know, body?
Yeah. Because I don't think I'm young. So it's your mindset.
Yeah.
You know? You're right. And I learned this from my father. I think my father, for instance, was more computer literate than myself at 75.
Wow.
So even now, one has to keep in touch with the technological age. This is where I'm moving, and I'm passionate about that. I've now gone into energy. I've gone into renewable energy and so on. Because what Yalelo did, our company, is that I got into partnership with young people. And then I was always challenged to keep pace with the young people.
Of course.
But Yalelo is one of the most innovative company, producing a product which is comparable, which is safe, which is, in terms of quality, one of the highest quality fish products. But the methodologies, the management, and the people in the company, in fact, I'm the oldest. The average age is about 25 years. So Yalelo, just the descriptiveness of the name, Yalelo, is today.
Today, present, current.
It is today's company. Yeah. It is a company for you, the young, in order for you to have a future.
Okay.
So Yalelo is for today, but for tomorrow. And it will always be ahead in terms of methodologies and so on. We are committed, really, to good business practice.
Fantastic.
In order that a product which is produced can be competitive anywhere in the world. We don't care about other imports. We look at that as challenges, but we want to give an affordable choice to Zambians.
Fantastic.
That company describes me. Fantastic. In the sense that if it is young, then it is a reflection of my aspirations.
Fantastic. And finally, final question. If you had to be president today, what's the one thing you'd change? Just one thing.
There's too much corruption. I am so angry at the corruption in the country. And it is becoming the norm. It is as if we have just decided to accept it as a management skill. Now, I look at my children, I look at you guys who are younger than me. I said, what am I doing? Am I encouraging? Am I doing something about you, not doing something about corruption? We must get rid of corruption.
Fantastic. And on that note, I don't want to add anything. This has been Money Meets. And of course, we had Mr. Fisho Patrick Mwale, one of Zambia's prominent individuals that has contributed vastly to the economy of this country, but also has been in the political scene and giving us guidance as young people on what we can do best to become someone like him. This has been Money Meets on 93.7. We are live in Lusaka on www.moneyfmzambia.com for those that are live streaming. But of course, you can log into our frequency, which is 93.7.